540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officials say almost 100 public schools in Milwaukee are now safe. The news comes after months of repairs to fix lead paint hazards found earlier this year. The work finished about 2 weeks ahead of a December 31st deadline. Milwaukee Public Schools says all affected buildings have been inspected and cleared. The district says they spent about 10 months repairing and repainting older school buildings. Light snow returns to the area today with under an inch forecast for this afternoon and this evening. Officials warn that roads without treatment may turn slick fast. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Waukesha man is facing his fifth drunk driving charge after flipping his car near a statue in Veterans Park yesterday. The 39-year-old drove off Lincoln Memorial Drive at around 11 a.m., crashing onto the roof and landing with part of the vehicle hanging over Lake Michigan by the Oak Leaf Trail. Sheriff's deputies had to cut him out of the wreckage, but the man avoided serious injury. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Starting Thursday, Milwaukee bus riders will pay more to ride. Fares will go from $2 to $2.75, and daily, weekly, and monthly caps will also rise too. County Executive David Crawley says it's part of a 2026 MCTS plan to close a $14 million budget gap while keeping buses running. The county is using nearly $15 million in federal and local funds to avoid bigger service cuts. Officials say they also want to reduce fare evasion, which now impacts about a third of all rides. And the Hone Bridge will stretch out New Year's Eve with three separate countdowns and light celebrations. At 7 tomorrow, there will be an early Sydney-style countdown geared towards kids and families who want to celebrate before it gets too late. The bridge will light up again at 11 to match New York's New Year, and then once more at midnight for Milwaukee's official countdown. Each event includes a 10-second countdown and a light show that can be seen from popular viewing spots. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow by late this morning into this afternoon. It's not going to be much, just a dusting with a high right around 28 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 19 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more light snow and a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It's 9 degrees outside right now.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.